We're now going to cross over to Moscow. Joining us via Skype is political analyst Vyacheslav Matuzov. Many thanks for joining us here on Press TV, Mr. Matuzov. Now, these are some very serious allegations that Ukraine is leveling against Russia. What do you make of it?
Well, it is not serious allegations. Why? Because this government in Ukraine today is not legal government. Russia reject its acknowledgement as a legal authority of Ukraine because they came to the power through coup d'etat and military overthrown and elected President Yanukovych, and they blame for using sniper fire on both sides. And we have absolutely clear evidences. They're killing people, 29 persons, from the side of demonstrators and from side of policemen were made by their people, controlled in their building, controlled by nowadays chief of staff, the president appointed Turchinov. So all conviction is on the side of Ukrainian rulers today, and they are making such kind of silly steps, blaming Russia, blaming Yanukovych, blaming security forces who didn't use the force against demonstrators. If they did that, then no one can manage to come to power in Ukraine. The main big point of Yanukovych was that he didn't use the constitutional right to defend the regime, to defend the government, to defend the president, because he was under pressure of the West. He surrendered, and they deceived him. And what is it? It is not a right way. It is not a right right decision of them.
Right. There's also those who point out that you need to look at who stands to benefit from this. And looking at the bloodshed and the violence that did take place in the rallies in Kiev, who do you say benefited from it?
Benefit those who are behind the coup d'etat. Benefit those who brought all those fascist, Nazist groups to the power. Because not Yatsenyuk, not Turchinov are governing the country, but the right wing that connected with Nazi, we connected with fascist trends in political life of Ukraine, they are dominating. And who is behind the right wing? The United States security forces, the United States intelligence, who are covering all activity, anti-governmental activity in Ukraine for many decades. We now face the result of American policy, destructive and destroying the existing structures, governing structures in Ukraine, in Syria, the same method. There in Syria, they are using extremists on Islamic base. In Ukraine, they are using extremists on fascist and Nazis base. I think the method is the same. Extremists are approximately the same color. I think that it was the result of American activity, who doesn't ignore any terrorist groups to realize to their policy, to achieve their political goals here and there, in Middle East, in Ukraine, in Europe, in anywhere they appear to be.
Okay, we're going to have to leave it there for now. That was political analyst Vyacheslav Matuzov joining us via Skype from Moscow. Many thanks indeed, sir, for your comments here on Press TV.